everyone. My radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Chrissy Covington.
And this is the Rock Show Backstage.
Woo-hoo.
It is Friday the 13th, the day that we are recording this.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about superstitions. You know, many of them have gone away from us because we have gotten a little bit older,
yes,
and we've gotten a little bit smarter. And notice I'm using the term little bit.
Yeah.
So, question number one, what do you still do that could be qualified as a superstition?
For me, I think the only one that I really ever do is hold my breath when I drive past a cemetery.
Really?
Yeah. So you
now,
don't...
see, that strikes me as a really, really hinky one.
I do that one because it's fun.
It's just
I get everybody in the car to do it. It's just a silly, fun thing in the car.
Yeah, I basically hold my breath when I walk past you.
Oh, okay.
Just in case
Thanks,
trailing something.
Thank you. Yes, yes. No, that's the only one I really do. I like that one.
I cannot quit knocking on wood.
I don't ever do that one.
I cannot quit doing that. And that is like so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because it's based on the fact that people thought that there were evil spirits in trees.
Right.
And
yeah.
What? You know?
Not.
And there's like no proof that any of this has got any basis in reality at all. Mm. You know, when you get to folk remedies, sometimes when you boil them down, you go, well, the reason this folk remedy works is because this bark that they're putting in there actually had aspirin in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing like that,
right,
with these superstitions.
Yeah, they were just completely silly.
Yeah, some guy made it up and then people just started passing
right?
it along.
Yeah, no, I don't freak out if I break a mirror or anything like that.
All right, now I did ask you what you still do. When you were a kid, which one got to you? Which one got to you? Which one did you do when you were a kid?
The knocking on wood one, I think that we did that. And then the instead of holding our breath when we drove by the cemetery, we would sometimes hold our breath and touch a screw in the car.
Touch a screw?
Yeah, find a screw in the car, a visible head of a screw, and touch it with the tip of your finger.
What kind of cars were you driving?
They're in every car. You just have to look for one.
Oh, like, there's no screws in the cars I drive,
you
lady.
You can find one.
I'm an American. I drive
every
American
car,
steel.
Like, for example, where the handle is, the oh shit handle, there's always a screw right there. So I usually stick my finger on
you
that.
You call
one.
It the oh shit handle.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of interesting. I wonder what other people call that.
I mean,
I've never really given it a name.
That's got to be what it is.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's what that is.
For me, I remember being a little kid and consciously not wanting to step on cracks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, if I step on a crack, mm-hmm, my mom's not going to be able to make me a PB&J.
Oh, no.
That's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, just so I don't talk all the way through this, please, you know, we do everything in an edited form on the radio. Even when you think we're talking too much, you don't know how much we're cutting out.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a timeline of what it was like to be in a high rise. And we don't want to give your actual location because there's weirdos out there. But you're in the teens.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the teens in terms of stories.
Yeah, I'm way up there.
So give us a timeline of what it was like to be in a high rise, one that's been damaged by a tornado, during these storms this past Thursday.
It was scary. It was a little bit scary. I mean, the windows. Okay, so the building shakes, you know, because the high rise keep it from.
Breaking,
yeah.
They have to be able to.
They've got
to
wiggle so the blinds move back and forth, and that's the most unsettling part is just watching the blinds moving because you're like, now you know you are moving. There's no doubt. Are we moving or not? You are. The blinds are moving. The water in your cup's moving. It was scary. I mean, I texted one of the building managers and said, hey, do I need to leave the building? Am I safe? They're like, no, you're safe up there. So I said, okay. I waited it out, but I was scared.
Of course that's what they said.
I mean, you're looking out the window, and I could see the bad weather from all the angles because I've got the windows almost nearly all the way around me. You know, I could see from three different directions in that apartment, so I could see the view was terrifying but beautiful.
It was scary. In your mind's eye. And I know you went there. In your mind's eye, how does your death by bad weather happen?
Oh, just the building breaks in half, and I just slide it through the glass window as it falls, and I just land on the ground.
That was my question, whether you thought you'd be crushed or sucked out.
Yeah, I thought the building would just break in half, and the tip would just fall off, and I would just, down to the ground. Yeah, that's kind of how I picture that. But yeah, no. Luckily, that didn't happen. So
you know, I've only been up close to tornadoes two times, and the first one was when I was a much younger man. I was on acid.
Okay, great.
So I took a lawn chair and I sat on the back porch drinking my favorite drink, which was when my favorite acid drink was half Mad Dog and half Sprite.
Oh, gross.
And it's just delicious. Just suck that down while you're tripping balls watching tornadoes.
Oh,
okay.
Gross.
But the only time that I ever took actual shelter was this past Thursday night. And it was just a short period of time before we decided this just is not worth it.
Because,
you know, we're smart enough to have had a tornado plan.
Mm-hmm.
We're always like, okay, we're going to go to that closet in your room.
Yeah.
We're going to go in your closet in your room. Okay. We're going to do that. We always known our plan.
Mm-hmm.
We always had a plan. So we went in that closet in my room, and then we started looking at all the stuff that was on the shelves above us.
Oh.
And went, this might not be a good plan.
Yeah.
There's lots of metal pointy things above us right now.
Yeah, that's not good.
We probably should just take our chances and be in the living room where that soft couch might fall on us instead of something metal.
Right, yeah. What's the in the bathtub with the mattress over you? They got that whole thing. My mattress is really heavy. Like, I could never drag that thing in there in time.
I know, and I've never seen that story on the news where somebody said, thank God I went to the bathtub with my mattress.
Yeah.
No, it's always something much quirkier than that that saved them.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
We talked a little bit about what you want done with your body when you die. What we were talking about was these boil-in-the-bag funerals.
Sounds so gross when you say boil-in-a-bag. I just am thinking.
That's the way the story was prevented. What happens is they put your body in a tank that looks like it's from that Altered States movie, and they put all kinds of chemicals in there that basically dissolve you down to nothing, and then they squirt whatever's left down the drain.
Ugh.
Now, it's the squirting down the drain part that bothers me, and I don't know why, because I really, really don't care what happens to my body, as long as it doesn't, you know, hurt anybody else, and nobody's got to drink my nuts or anything.
Right.
I would think maybe, like, you know, boil me in a bag and then use me to water a prairie? Maybe something like that?
Right. Yeah, sure. Why not?
I mean, you're still going to end up going down into the water supply like everybody else.
Right.
You never really thought about that. Right now, when you take a drink of water, you're drinking cowboy assholes.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been through seven
armpits,
people.
Everything.
Say, on average, it's been through at least seven people before it hits your mouth.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to think about.
Ew.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I always thought I would just donate my body to science and let them figure out what the fuck was wrong with me.
excuse me. I want to do that too. I just need to fill out the paperwork or whatever. But I know it's going to go around. It's like, we got Wes's body in the other day, and oh boy, it sure looks like he played with his wiener a lot. And then they'll start spreading those rumors. You know they're going to do that.
You spread the rumors yourself on the radio for 40 years.
It's going to be the same with you. They're going to go, hey, Chrissy was telling that truth about the freckle on her asshole.
Whatever.
And they'll start telling those stories.
They might make fun of my massive feet.
Then there'll be some kind of weirdo who will keep the little freckle off your butthole.
Well, at least we'll be dead, so none of this will matter.
I've been hoping forever to find a butthole with a freckle on
gross.
It.
Gross.
And finally, we found one.
Disgusting.
Aha!
No.
Yes.
Ugh.
Okay.
Anyway, hopefully we just never die. We don't have to worry about any of this.
You know, it's probably going to happen. I have deepened my relationship with ChatGPT.
Mm.
Dude, and I just had this realization a moment ago, and I'll get to this in just a second. You know, we ask it to do various little tasks, and it's really cool. It's really, really amazing some of the things you can ask it to do. But have you turned to it and asked it a personal question yet? Like, like, chat, I'm feeling down today because I'm worried my cat is getting old.
I have not.
Try typing that in right now and see what it says for an answer.
Okay.
That's a good example because that's something I've heard you say a number of times.
I've been feeling sad because my cat is getting old.
Okay, and see what it says and then read it back to us.
It says, I'm really sorry you're feeling that way. Watching a pet age, especially one as loved as yours, is heartbreaking. They're not just animals, they're family. They've been there through ups and downs, silently loving us through it all. And now you're seeing your buddy slow down, maybe move differently, maybe sleep more, and it's like time is catching up in a way that feels deeply unfair. If you want to talk about him, what he's like, and what you love most about him, or even just vent, I'm here. You're not alone in this, even if you feel that way right now. What's something about him that always makes you smile?
Do you see how that told you
beneficial
every single thing that you wanted to hear?
Yes.
Every single thing. It knew you
right.
And like it knew your cat.
Right, yeah.
And I had this realization that ChatGPT is a lot like a fortune teller.
Right. It is.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're using some generalizations.
Mm-hmm. About you.
You know, of course it knows how much you
right.
love your cat. Otherwise, yes. you wouldn't have typed the question.
Right.
Well, I took it a step further, and I renamed my ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
I told it, from now on, your name is Herman.
Oh, really?
And when I ask you a question, it's going to be Herman. And I told ChatGPT, I said, I visualize you as Herman Munster.
Uh-huh.
You're a big lumbering goof who has, you know, a heart of gold or whatever stuff. You give great advice and things, whatever like that. And it came back, and it said, whenever you need me, my big green heart is here for you. I mean, it took some leaps that I didn't tell it to take.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it was.
That's sweet. I mean, I think it's good. I definitely think that it serves some purposes for lonely people and stuff, too, you know?
What, it's just.
I really do.
It is crazy is
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah.
And what is crazy is it will go back into your history. Things that you typed in there 30, 40 days ago
mm-hmm.
and used those things as little indicators to give you answers.
Mm.
Because yesterday I asked it a question about something and it referenced the fact it's like, hey, you're getting up every morning trying to make people smile and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I didn't mention any of that.
Right.
I didn't mention any of that at mm-hmm. all. And it somehow
mm-hmm.
brought it into the whole mm-hmm. conversation. It's
yeah.
crazy.
It definitely knows you, yeah.
All right, I got a question here. And I don't think this question is broad enough for us to use on the show, but I think it's interesting enough here. Now, you and I were both little asshole kids
mm-hmm.
to a degree.
Yes.
In fact, I think most kids were little asshole
hooligans.
Kids. We know for a fact that we probably, I'm not even going to say probably, we both shoplifted in our past.
Just a little bit.
Just maybe a little bit.
Nothing big or crazy.
So here's the question.
Yes.
What did you steal the most when you were a little rapscallion?
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Now, how would you steal a chocolate milk?
Through at Walmart. You just pick one up, a little milk chug. Just
mm-hmm.
a little single chocolate milk chug and just walk around the store drinking it.
So, and then you just put
the leave it on the shelf.
So you didn't even really have
didn't
to carry
even take
it out.
It out of the store. Nope, I just would drink it in there really fast. And maybe a string cheese. That's what I used to, me and my friend, when we were at Walmart.
You're just going to Walmart and
no,
have snack
well,
time.
Yeah, me and my friend were broke in high school. In high school, we would just go into Walmart and get a milk and a cheese stick. Really not that terrible of a thing to steal. Okay, it was worth less than probably $2. Come on, just cut us some slack.
You certainly didn't put Walmart out of business. For me, I used to steal on the regular rock magazines, rock and heavy metal magazines, like Circus magazine, stuff like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know. And
those are way cooler things to steal.
Yeah, and I had the greatest plan, and I never even got called out, not once. What I would do is I'd go in the store, and I'd get my regular groceries or whatever, things like that, things that I had to have. And then I would put the magazine underneath my arm,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, like I'm reaching, okay, so I'm reaching for my money. I'm just holding the magazine right there. Mm-hmm. And I would pretend I'd forget about it. And if the cashier ever said anything, I'd just grab it and go, oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sneaky.
Never once had to do that.
No?
I just carried them out every single
time. Wow. You know, I have done that old trick with a big thing of toilet paper on the bottom of my cart, though.
Right?
Yeah, I needed the toilet paper. I could not afford it. I thought, nobody says anything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take this cart right out of here with this teepee. That was also a very long time ago, friends. Don't steal. Don't steal. Sometimes you need toilet paper, though. Come on, man.
Don't steal because we already did.
Right,
because
we already did. Don't do it.
We're actually giving people tips on how to steal.
Yeah, we are.
Here.
Sorry. Okay. Anyway.
All right.
We give a lot of crime tips on the radio.
I've been really thinking about aggregating all of these crime tips, but they're too good.
Mm.
Because we go through two dumbasses every day about, you know, 45 weeks a year or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And it's real, real easy to see the trends and the way people get caught. And we're talking about things like, you know, don't try to escape in a lake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a really good one. You're never going to win a police chase with the cops. See, mm-hmm. that one is not necessarily a way to commit crime. It's just telling you right there that's pointless.
It is.
Okay, you know, don't wear flashy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's one of my favorites is one crime at a time.
One crime at a time.
One crime at a time.
Yep.
You know, we have lots of stories that start off with, this guy did this, and he would have got away with it if it wasn't for
this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's always something dumb. You know?
So I've always found that pretty interesting.
Yeah, that is a good rule. One crime at a time.
Okay. Hopefully it's no crimes at a time for people.
Hey, yeah.
All right. I guess that's about it. You know, I'm sorry this wasn't the most hilarious one. Are we supposed to be hilarious here?
I think they like us either way.
Tell me something hilarious.
I think they like us either way. I did talk this week on the radio about throwing up Fruity Pebbles through my nose.
Okay.
So there was that. I got a little Fruity Pebble stuck in my nostril, guys. And I could smell the fruit.
Well, it's interesting that happened, and we actually had that question. I don't think you were here
I
for
saw
it.
You wrote it down like 2 days later, but I think it's probably... Did you write it down because I texted you, ask me about the Fruity Pebble?
I actually had it working in the rock show backstage already.
Okay, because when I saw that, I thought, he must have wrote that after I told him to remind me to tell him about the Fruity Pebble.
Yeah, that was the question what food did you love until you threw it up?
Yeah.
And man, did we get some good
answers.
I'm
still going to eat Fruity Pebbles.
You are?
Yeah.
It didn't put you off the pebbles?
I didn't. One time it happened to me with ramen, though, and it messed me up with ramen for a while.
Have you ever really just barfed up big time and went, man, I need to chew my food better?
Yeah.
You know?
I think I was a little kid, though. But yeah, I have. I have done that. That was a big piece of steak. How did that get down in the first place?
How did I get that down there and then I choke on a little baby pill?
I nearly choked it coming out. How is that even possible? A reverse choking, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Well, all right. We will make that it then. We hope everybody has a wonderful and safe weekend. If you happen to be listening to this on Friday the 13th, Chrissy's going to be out today.
Yep. Today from 4:30 to 6:30 over at 130th in Indiana at United
Supermarket. She's got some of the Lubbock, Texas shirts,
yes,
which
I
are
do.
Cool.
Yep.
And Renee Raven will be out at 82nd, and I wrote that down, Chrissy. What was it? I think it's 82nd in Frankfort.
Yes, I believe so.
Yep. She'll actually be over there for our other radio station, KISS.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see that vehicle, you can drop by and say hello to Renee Raven. And then tomorrow, the big... team up with the Harley.
Yes.
Yeah, and the Back in Black band, which, again, I'll recommend that documentary called My Stupid Tribute Band. It's on YouTube. It's free, and it's absolutely amazing. And if you ever were adjacent to a local band or a cover band or anything like that, you're going to enjoy it especially well.
All right.
Now, what are you doing with your hair right now?
Oh, I don't know. I got a weird itch on the side of my head just now.
What do you think it is?
I thought you were wrapping it up, so I took off my headphone. Oh, it's probably the hair spiders.
I'm thinking it's termite season.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they've been just munching down on that noggin and just...
Okay. Wes keeps trying to convince me there's spiders in my hair. Now there's termites.
Okay. This has been The Rock Show. Backstage.